produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Place on my way to our passing through this earthly place on my way to our eternal home.
To the brand new radio show debut of A Better Broken radio broadcast. My name is Angie West, and I will be sharing with you my heart and my mission. Just to tell you a little bit about myself, I grew up in the Memphis, Tennessee area, where I attended college also at Tri-State Baptist College, and I met my husband, and we had two children. And we both finished college, and then I began teaching at Grace Baptist in Byhalia, Mississippi. And my husband continued college until he finished. And then we moved to Arkansas to begin our ministry as a part-time associate pastor in Ward, Arkansas. My husband was the associate pastor to New Horizon Baptist Church with Brother Kevin Bernard. And then we went from there to pastor at Clarksdale, Mississippi. We're there for a little while, and then we moved back to Arkansas, to Forest City, Arkansas, where we pastored two different churches there. And I worked in the Christian school at Calvary Christian School there in Forest City, Arkansas. And I enjoyed and loved teaching so very much. God has blessed me with so many blessings as I was able to teach so many different young people throughout different times in my life. And I've been active with young people since I've been out of high school myself. I went from high school to being a volleyball coach, started out being the assistant volleyball coach, and then I ended up coaching the next year myself and enjoyed that very much. And then I went from there to teaching a junior high Sunday school class, which I enjoyed also. So for quite some time, I've had interaction with youth and young people. And it's been a great joy and privilege to work with the young people that God has given me in my life. And my mission is to inspire young people and make them aware that I understand and know that growing up is not always easy to do. Sometimes they're going to face heartbreak. Sometimes they're going to make the wrong choices in life. Sometimes they're going to learn that friends will betray you. Sometimes they're going to want to run away and hide. They're going to do something in their life that they're ashamed of, and maybe they don't want their parents or those that are raising them to find out about it, and they're just going to want to run away and hide from those things. Young people have so many distractions in their life, especially today, and sometimes they even feel unwanted or unworthy to serve the Lord. And so I want to be one of those to inspire these young people, or the young people of today, that they can move past their brokenness in life. They can move past wrong choices and decisions made in life. They can move past broken homes, different trials and tragedies that they may face in their lifetime. They are such a blessing to me as I've watched so many young people grow up and move on with their lives, and to see the young people that I've taught turn out to be different things for the Lord, to be great, wonderful young adults today that people can depend upon, is such a wonderful blessing in my life. And I love seeing each and every testimony of those that I shared their lives with. And In my books, I share my personal testimony of going through bad decisions in my life, and I share how you can move past brokenness in your life. By sharing my personal testimony, I teach young people how to become a better broken, which is the name of my series. And from my personal experiences using scripture, and then I also have journal sections where they can think about what they've read and think about the scripture that they've read and write down the thoughts that the Lord has given them. And I give them different questions to glean upon and teach them how they can overcome the many battles that they have of brokenness in their life. As a broken teenager and young adult myself, I longed for lessons like Sunday school lessons, preaching material or teaching material of how to become a better broken or how to become a better young person that has made bad choices in their life. And I had a hard time finding something to help me at this stage in my life. I looked for books, I looked for different studies that maybe I could use, and I found a lot of things that focused on how to be the right kind of teenager, how to stay pure, how to get through the times of temptation, of drinking, of maybe smoking, drugs, and how not to, you know, live as a Christian teenager. I found plenty of material on that, but little did I find material on how to become or better yourself when you've made mistakes. So I longed to be a help and a blessing to teenagers myself or young people myself with my personal testimony. And I dreamed of writing a book one day of my personal testimony. And I didn't hear a whole lot of sermons about how to become, maybe there's one or two that I'd heard that really spoke to my heart and just really I could grasp a hold of for a little bit of hope when I was going through this time of my life. But I felt in my personal life that I could never live for Christ like I once could have before I made the mistakes that I'd made. After reading all kinds of material on how to do things right, I became discouraged because I thought that I would never be good enough to be used of the Lord. And I, as a teenager, young person myself, I had an ambition in my life to do something with my testimony to help other young people in these areas of their lives. And so I started out by maybe in my Sunday school class or as an illustration in my reading class that I would teach, or even Bible or different things that I had taught. I found ways that I could use my testimony as an example to help students. And I can remember receiving notes from students saying that my testimony was a great blessing and a help to them. And I'm so thankful that I was able to be a blessing at that time in my life as I was a teacher. But now that I'm not able to teach, I put all of my focus on writing. As I stated, I think before, I love to read, and so I never thought that one day I would actually be writing my own book. It was a dream of mine, but I didn't really know that it would come into play or that I would actually have time to do this. But the Lord gave me time when we moved here in Hamburg, and there's not any type of Christian school that I could work in here that I could teach in. So I've devoted my time to things like writing and making jewelry that have quotes from my book, and And so the Lord opened the doors for me to write. And I began with A Better Broken for Youth. And it's definitely the majority of my testimony of things that I went through in my youth and my childhood, or from youth growing up into young adult. And I was able to share that testimony. And then the book was self-published. At that time, it was through createspace.com, but now it's called amazon.com, which everybody is familiar with. And then after publishing that book and selling it to friends and different people that have known me throughout the years, I've had so many testimonies of how much of a blessing it was to young people that have read it already, and even adults that have read it that has gained some things from the book to help them in their lives. And so it's been a great blessing to be able to do that. And this book is for ages 13 through 21, or even older than that as a young adult. So many have gotten a blessing from it. And I'm so thankful that the Lord could take my testimony, which to me was nothing but a disaster in my heart and my mind, but take my testimony and use it for His honor and His glory. And so I'm excited about the things that the Lord is doing right now. I am very much of an introvert, so coming on to radio and doing Facebook Live and things like that are not my kind of thing, but I believe that God has a message through my testimony and that He can use my testimony in more than one way. And so I believe that God has opened this opportunity for me to be a blessing to someone else out there that maybe has gone through different times in their life. And so I plan to use this radio program in His honor and His glory to continue to share the message of brokenness in my life and how God has turned my life around and used it for His honor and His glory. And I am so undeserving for His blessings. I think all of us probably feel that we are undeserving of His blessing. But as God's children, if we commit our lives to Him, He is faithful and just to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, and He can take our lives and use it for His honor and His glory. And that's such a blessing to me, to be able to be used by Him. And so, just a little introduction of the book, to talk about my introduction, I use the verse John 16:33, which states, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And that was Jesus speaking there. And so He's telling us to have peace in tribulation. He has overcome the world. And we live in a crazy world and society today. And so much sin is accepted. So much wrongdoing is accepted in today's world. And we tend to get used to the sin of the world, and sometimes we just overlook it and we don't even think about it as sin anymore. But God tells us that sin is sin. And when we commit sin in our lives, if we are a child of His, we feel wrong when we do those things. And we are wrong when we do those things. So what we have to do is admit that we are wrong. And then the Bible tells us not to fret or worry in those hard times. Not to worry about the tribulations, but to have peace. And the only peace that we can have comes through Jesus Christ. And so the struggles that we may have, the sin that we may have, the hidden family problems that you may have, the financial problems that your family may have, all of those things are tribulations, but they're not given from the Lord. They are allowed from God to teach us lessons in our lives. And so many times do we forget that God allows us to have these tribulations so that we can learn from those things in our lives that happen. And I'm so thankful that God has taught me so much through the different things that I've gone through in my life. Something that I'm still learning is that God is the healer of all brokenness. He heals each and every part of our lives. And as a person who is still going through broken things in my life, I've learned how to better equip myself in those times. And I am still learning that He is the peace of all misunderstanding, of all the things that we don't understand, all the questions of why that we may ask. He is the God of peace. And He is going to teach us and help us through those times in our lives. As I've told my class in teaching to my students, that we all have experienced, or will experience some type of tribulation in our lives. And the last class that I had taught was actually the class that challenged me. I knew that I would not be teaching the following year. And so I told my students of my dream to write a book one day with my testimony involved. And each of those students challenged me to write this book and finish this project that I had in mind. And so I promised these students, and each of them know who they are, but I promised them that yes, I would write this book of my testimony, and I would share my heart and my burdens and my mission to others about how they can become a better broken in the tragedies and trials that they may have in their life. And so, no matter who you are, you're not too young, you're not too old to experience any type of brokenness. What we do with the trials and the broken parts of our lives will either make us or break us. We all have burdens in our life, and it's up to us how we handle those burdens in our life. We can either become hateful, we can become bitter, we can become angry at God, which I've experienced all of those things in my life, or we can turn all of those things around when they do hit us face to face, and we can give those things to God, and we can expect Him to take over that part of our life that's hurting and that's broken, and He can take those things and make those things into blessings, even. Like I said, there are some things that we may never understand that happen in our lives. There's some things we're going to probably forever ask why about in our lives. But to be able to give it to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, "Here, Lord, take this. I can't handle it anymore. I'm giving this burden to You." He will be there for us to take care of us and to help us in that situation. That's what's so amazing about our God. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, you understand exactly what I'm saying right now. Romans 5, 3 through 4 says, this is another verse that I use in the book, says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope." Listen to that again. Tribulation worketh patience. God gives us patience when we go through different trials in our life. I'm so thankful for the patience that the Lord has given me. And one thing I've learned not to do in my life is pray for patience. Because if you know how that works, when we pray for patience, then we sometimes get exactly what we pray for, don't we? But I've learned myself to work through the patience that the Lord gives me in the hard times of my life. I may not understand the when, the how, the why, but God if I allow for Him to, gives me the patience that I need as I go through each of those questions, as I search each of those answers, and as I give them to the Lord. He gives me patience. And then with that patience, He gives experience. Because of the patience that we have, He gives us experience where we could share maybe the things that we've been through and help someone else out with the experiences that we've had. And so that's also another blessing that we can have if we give it to the Lord. And then after the experience that we can share with others, the help that we can give to others, the Lord gives us hope. We can hope in Him through all the broken times in our lives, and He can give us exactly what we need. Are you allowing your tribulations to work patience in you? Are you allowing for your tribulation to give you experience that you can gain to help someone else? Are you allowing your tribulation to give you the experience, to give you the hope in the Lord Jesus that you can have? These are all things that I talk about in the book. And the inspiration behind this show that I'm doing is my personal life in itself. I see so many youth of today who are also struggling in so many ways. And today they struggle so much more than when I was a teenager. They're hungry for someone to share with them that there is hope after the bad decisions that they've made. There is hope after they've been through so much in their life. There is hope after they've been betrayed by one whom they thought would be their friend or their family, close family person that they would go to in their life. There is hope even though you are constantly changing in your life and you don't know what path to take. Sometimes we see friends take the wrong path and such, and we may think that that might be the path for us as well. But then we turn around and we look and we see the path that they're going down, and we can decide, okay, I don't want to go down that path because that's not the path that the Lord wants for me to go down. So I want to go down the path that the Lord, I may have gotten off track a little bit, but I want to go down the path that the Lord wants me to go in. And God can take your life and change it and use it in so many different ways. So there is hope after deciding, maybe going down the wrong path and then deciding, okay, I need to get back on the right path. The plans that the Lord has for your life will unfold as you follow His will for your life. And so my dream and goal for this program and the books that I'm writing is to give further help and encouragement to young people, to even kids. The book that I share for kids gives them some of the little experiences that I went through as an elementary kid and junior high kid, and maybe some tips and ways that they can use to help them through those times in their lives. And that book is for ages 8 through 13, and it just kind of helps them through hardships that they have as their bodies are changing and as they're growing. And giving my testimonies to help in each of these situations are such a blessing to me. And I'm so glad that God is taking my voice and using it for His honor and His glory. Instead of completely hiding our skeletons in our closet, as they say, everyone needs to know that we all make wrong choices in our lives. No matter what path you've chosen, right or wrong, God can forgive, God can turn around your life, and you can be used by Him in marvelous ways. And so I want for young people, I want for children, I want for ladies, and even men, if you need the current encouragement as well. Everyone needs to know that no matter what you've done in your life, you can be used by God. A Better Broken are books that will encourage you and help you to become exactly what God wants you to be in that season of your life. And so I wanted to share a little bit about those things and just kind of give you an idea of my books and what they're talking about and how God has used my life in so many ways. And I'm so undeserving, and I keep saying that because I feel like I am, but I know that as a Christian, we deserve exactly what the Lord gives us. And I'm so thankful for those things. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram on A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection is the name of the page that I have these on. If you're interested in my books, I also have them on Amazon.com under Angie West. And if you're interested in my handmade jewelry that I make, or I'm still in the process of making, you can also find that on the Facebook page, and I've got some on the Instagram page as well. And I'm constantly having, well, I'm really needing to update that, right, the pictures and such right now. So I will be working on that really soon and updating that. And I'm currently working on my next book, which is A Better Broken for Ladies. I'm very excited again to share more personal testimonies of my personal experiences, as well as some other testimonies that some ladies have, some special ladies from the Lord have given me. And I'm still waiting on a few to send those to me. And my plans are to interview some of these ladies as we talk about how we can deal, as ladies, deal with different emotions and our times of brokenness in our lives. And so I'm so thankful for this opportunity of being able to share these things with you. And I hope that you'll receive a blessing out of the things that you hear. And so I wanted to take a few minutes and say thank you to the ones that I love for helping me through this journey. Thank you for tuning in with me. For those of you watching the video, thank you for watching. And to my friends and family who have supported me through everything, thank you so much for your love, your care, your support, your advice. And then to my special friend, who was my adopted little sister, Tammy Polk, I wanted to say thank you very much for all of your advice, all of your help, the times that you've been there when I've cried, when I've laughed, when we've laughed together and cried together. And thank you so much for being a blessing to me, Tammy. And then to Kayla Padgett, to my for allowing us to have the radio program here. And then the blessings of my family that's supported me all through the years. Thank you so much for being a blessing to me. Realize that God is there for you. He loves you, and He can help you through your times of brokenness. No matter what your brokenness may be, you can be used by Him for His honor and His glory. Again, this has been a Better Broken radio broadcast. My name is Angie West. Join me in 2 weeks at the same day and the same time on this radio program, or on my Better Broken radio broadcast Facebook page. You can also watch the video there. Remember, God can use your brokenness. We can all be a better broken in Him. I look forward to hearing from you and talking to you again in the very near future.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313. We'll be right back.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Tuesday. Welcome to the radio broadcast debut of Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. I am your brand spanking new hostess, Angel Charmaine, and I am so excited to be in this space, and I bless God and give him the glory for this opportunity to do kingdom work. During this first episode of the show, I like to do a few things. I want to introduce myself to you as well as tell you the purpose of the show. And I want to talk to you a little bit about my books. I am an author, and this is the Lifted Authors Radio Network, right? So you knew I was going to talk to you a little bit about my books. But first, let me tell you about me. Who is Angel Charmaine? I am a mother. I have 4 teenage sons, a 19-year-old, 2 16-year-olds, and a 14-year-old. And I love being their mom. I will tell you that it has not been the easiest job, but it has definitely been an honorable job and a worthwhile job. And right here on Speak Up Sis Talk Radio, we're going to deal with motherhood issues. We're going to deal with rearing your children issues. We're going to deal with the real, raw, relevant topics that mothers everywhere deal with. Okay? I'm also a former educator. I taught high school, middle school. I even taught at the collegiate level for a spell. And I've coached and mentored teachers overseas. So 20-year veteran educator here talking to you. Listen, I've got some things to tell you even about being a teacher. Let me tell you the stories I have, but we'll save those stories for another episode of Speak Up Sis. I was also what we call an AW2 advocate or an Army Wounded Warriors advocate. I had the pleasure and the honor to serve our country's most severely wounded, ill, and injured service members who served in the Army. I also had an opportunity to serve them as veterans. It was one of the most honorable jobs I've ever worked, other than being a mom. And I know I use the word honorable quite a bit, but it is an honor. It is a worthy work to be able to help people who are in a space where they're unable to help themselves. And I got an opportunity to do that, and I bless God for that. It was kind of like God was preparing me to do the work that I'm doing now through being a teacher and being an advocate to underserved populations of people. And so I feel really fortunate to have had those experiences. They really prepared me to do what I'm doing now. Angel Charmaine is also a creative. I just told you I'm an author. I write books. And I also, you're not even going to believe this. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. But I make handmade earrings. There's something therapeutic about working with your hands. Writing is therapeutic. I'm old school too. Let me just say that. I actually take a pen and I write letters on paper. I write my books out oftentimes on paper and transfer that to the computer. Just a dinosaur. But there's something sweet and therapeutic and soothing about creating things with your hands. And so even making earrings, it helps to put me in this space where I'm calm and I'm creating something amazing out of material that's ordinary. Get that part. Being able to take something that is just ordinary, average, regular, and turn it into something that makes a statement. Turn it into something that causes awe. Turn it into something beautiful. My goodness, I love it. I love it. And the last thing I want to share with you today about myself is that I am the owner of Speak Up Sis LLC. I bet you didn't know that this radio show is a part of something much larger. Speak Up Sis is my kingdom work. Speak Up Sis is all about creating communities. Speak Up Sis is safe space where women make connections, have authentic conversations, and receive the support and guidance they need to strengthen resiliency and to gain clarity and understanding to make empowered decisions that improve the quality of their lives, the quality of their families' lives, and the quality of their communities. Listen, Speak Up Sis is my baby. Speak Up Sis is my fifth child. It is my opportunity to work with women. God has given me such a burden for women, all things woman. And Speak Up Sis gives me the opportunity to reach out to women, not only in the United States, but outside of our country, and I get to reach into other countries and help create this safe space and give community to women globally. The fundamental purpose of this Speak Up Sis Talk radio show is to help women better understand how to apply kingdom principles to everyday issues and situations to empower women to live and walk in their divine purpose. I am so glad that there is space to talk to women about real life issues in a very raw, transparent, authentic, relevant, yet relational way, and include biblical principles. To be able to talk to women about the issues of their life and then add the teachings of Christ to that to help women actually walk out the fullness of their purpose, their kingdom purpose in the earth. It's a beautiful thing to be able to do. And that is the fundamental purpose of Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. In this world, we get an opportunity to hear about what the world thinks we should do about life issues, how the world thinks we should work out women's issues. But here on Speak Up Sis Talk Radio, we're going to talk about what the kingdom says about those issues. And listen, this is not going to be your regular kind of conversations. This is not going to be a church hug conversation. No. We are going to dig deep into the issues that women face. We're going to talk about divorce. We're going to talk about how you deal with divorce as a believer in the kingdom of heaven. We're going to talk about single parenthood and how you deal with single parenthood as a kingdom believer. We're going to talk about issues of sex outside of marriage, as it pertains to the kingdom. We're going to talk about abuse. Mental abuse, psychological abuse, physical abuse. We're going to talk about all the things that we as women deal with in this world. We're going to talk about how women relate to men, how women relate to their sons, to their husbands, to men they meet out in the world. We're going to talk about all things woman. We're going to talk about women and work. Yes, that part. We're going to talk about all the things that we deal with as we live in this world, but we're going to apply kingdom principles because we know that we are not of this world. And I want to make sure that through this platform, Speak Up Sis Talk Radio, that we deal with the root of our issues. We really deal with the heart of our issues, and we deal with them through kingdom principles. That is the foundational reason for having this space and having these conversations. We're going to tackle all the heavy issues. We're going to tackle the root causes of the issues we have as moms, as daughters, as wives, as girlfriends. It's going to be real. It's going to be raw. It's going to be relevant, but it's also going to be relational. We can't miss that part. Speak Up, Sis is rooted in Revelations 12 and 11. For we overcome him, him being the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Speak Up, Sis Talk Radio is safe space for you to share your testimony. It's safe space for you to connect with other women who have stories that may be similar to yours. It's going to be an opportunity for you to hear the extraordinary testimonies of women who maybe their stories are not like yours. This is the space for women to feel comfortable and confident about giving voice to their reality and understanding that their reality is different from God's truth. This is the talk radio show where keeping it real meets keeping it the truth. And I am so very excited to be the one to be able to take you on this journey. What can you expect from Speak Up Sis Talk Radio? There will be other women that will be invited to come into the space. I'm going to have conversations with other women authors. Not everyone will be an author. There may be women who are creatives or who have interesting careers, jobs. Some of the women will be invited to share their testimony with you. I've had an opportunity to meet some women with some amazing testimonies, testimonies of strength, testimonies of overcoming, testimonies of triumph. I have been honored and blessed to meet women who have testimonies that you're not even going to believe. It's like, did that really happen to you? Like, it has to be real. Nobody could make that up. We are going to meet these women right here on Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. I want these women to come in and have conversations with me so that you all can hear that there are people in this world who have gone through what you've gone through. There are people in this world who have overcome the things that you are struggling with right now. I want you to hear yourself and other women and know that we are all divinely connected and that we all are going through very similar issues. You are so not alone. We're going to build relationships here on Speak Up Sis Talk Radio, and we are going to deal with the heart of our problems right here on Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. Are you ready for that? Do you think you can handle that? I am beyond ready. I am beyond ready for the conversations that we're going to have right here on Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. Every first and third Tuesday of the month at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time and 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So let's transition a little bit. I would like to talk to you about the first book that I wrote. This book was ordained by God to be written. I had never written a book before. I didn't know the first thing about writing books. I didn't know anything about publishing a book or anything. I just knew how to read books. But God said, Angel, it is time for you to heal. I have a work for you to do. So writing this book was my first step in saying yes to God. The name of the book is Speak with Chic, One Woman, Ten Truths. The book is a compilation of 10 conversational narratives where one woman is sharing 10 of her own personal truths with all women. And let me tell you, every single woman who reads this book will see herself in at least one of these conversations. It's just that powerful. I want to share with you the introduction for Speak with Chic, One Woman, Ten Truths, because I want to talk a little bit with you today about facing your fears. I mean, let me just be honest with you all. I'm doing a talk radio show right now. I had to laugh at myself because I'm doing a talk radio show right now. And I have the craziest butterflies going on in my stomach right now because this is new for me. This is new for me. But I have said yes. And so I want to share with you the introduction of the very first book that I wrote entitled Speak with Chic, One Woman, Ten Truths. Because I want you to know that the more time you spend being afraid to do something, the less time you have to do anything. The introduction to Speak with Chic, One Woman, Ten Truths. I had to write this book. I had to write it because I was afraid to write it. Afraid of sharing. Afraid of not doing it right. Afraid of being ridiculed. Afraid of failure. Afraid of success. I knew if I did not face this fear, I would remain stagnant. Without knowing the how, I decided to focus on the what and just start writing. This book is the first in the Speak with Chic, One Woman, Ten Truths series. Each book contains 10 conversations that chronicle my life, decisions, choices, mistakes, accomplishments, failures, and successes. Sharing these conversations helped me heal and grow. And I pray others will read my stories and find a way to courageously, confidently, and boldly speak up and give voice to their own truth in their own unique way. Speak with Chic, One Woman, Ten Truths is a book of liberation. Let me tell you, I sat down and I wrote for 7 days. 7 days straight. I think maybe 3 of those days I didn't even bathe because I just needed to get it all out of me and onto the page. Writing for me is therapeutic. I never thought that I would actually take my writing and put it out there for other people to read. No, it was just for me. Journaling and diary writing and all those things. It was just for me to somehow get what was on the inside of me out of me. To put it on the paper made it real and tangible so that I could deal with some things and begin the process of healing. So I know that when women read this book, they will be able to release some things as well, because this book was a release. The energy all over this book, the spirit of this book is a book of freedom. I learned to not be afraid while writing this book. I learned that I had something to say when writing this book. I learned that I not only had something to say, but what I had to say is an asset and not a liability. That what I had to say is necessary, that my voice is necessary in the conversations that are happening in this world. This book helped me to find my voice and not only overcome some very trying, very difficult, very ugly things that have taken place in my life, and to heal and to grow and to help some other people heal and grow. And January 10th, 2018, Speak with Chic, One Woman, 10 Truths was published. And since then, it has grown into an entire community of women who are all now learning to not be afraid. We are all learning to step out on faith and in faith and trust God with our everything. If you want to know what Speak Up Sis Talk Radio is going to be about, fundamentally, it's all about trusting God and just saying yes. Opening up your mouth, giving voice to truth, and saying yes to your purpose. Saying yes to whatever it is that God has created you to do for the kingdom of heaven in this world. I know for many people, it's like, Angel, I don't even know what you're talking about. You're way over here, and I'm still trying to figure out what I'm gonna do with my hair today. Listen, that is why Speak Up Sis is here. I want to help you get to that place. I want to help you revive your sleeping dreams, those dreams that you had at 6 years old, or those dreams you had when you were 12 years old. Speak Up Sis Talk Radio is here to help revive those dreams that you thought were dead, but that are only sleeping, and empower you to walk and live in your kingdom purpose. So, I thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate your ear. I pray that you have heard my heart. And I look forward to spending every first and third Tuesday right here on Speak Up Sis Talk Radio with you to have some noonday nuggets from the Word of God, as well as from Speak with Chic, One Woman, 10 Truths. You can find me on social media, on Facebook at Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. You can also find me on Instagram at speak.up.sis, or you can find all things Speak Up Sis and Angel Charmaine on my website, speakupsis.com. I look forward to getting to know all of you. I look forward to having conversations with our future guests. and I look forward to hearing your feedback. So please, if you have any questions or comments about the show, feel free to reach out to info@angelcharmaine.com. That's I-N-F-O at A-N-G-E-L-C-H-A-R-M-A-I-N-E.com. You all have a beautiful Tuesday, and I'll see you next Tuesday or the Tuesday after next for Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. Bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Well, hello. We thank God for this wonderful, blessed day. And I'm Dr. Hope, and I'm here to empower you today. Empowerment today. I want you to know that God is not and will never be finished blessing you, because his words are not going to return unto him void. He's not going to speak something and then cause it not to produce what it is that he's called it to do in your life. I am so grateful that the Lord is steadfast. Not one tittle of his word is irrevocable, is unstoppable. Can't nothing doubt unbelief, no outside forces, and no inside thoughts that's coming from the realm of Satan can stop you from overcoming and having what it is that God has already said and planned for your life. You know, open the book of Genesis. I always start there because that's the beginning. God spoke a blessing over Adam and over Eve. He spoke a blessing that has not returned unto him yet, because whatever he speaks, it is actually impossible for him to not to keep his word. Over in the book of Hebrews, he's already proclaimed it and said it to us. He said it with great authority and confidence, knowing that this is what he has planned for us, and it will never return. He said, I swear, when he told the Hebrews not to swear, he told them, don't you ever swear. Don't swear. But over in the book of Hebrews, he swears. But over in the Old Testament, let me correct that. Over in the Old Testament, he admonished his children. He said, don't ever swear. But my God, over in Hebrews, he said, I have sworn by myself and by my word. And that means that it's impossible for God's word to return to him. Over in Genesis 1:28, it tells us what God spoke over us. He spoke a blessing. Not things, blessings. We have the blessings, the house, the clothing, and the food, the healing, the anointing, all of these things we have because he spoke a blessing. He blessed us. And how did he bless us? He blessed us with his word. He blessed us and told us what to do. He said, you multiply. He said, be fruitful. Being fruitful means to produce something, to show evidence of whatever it is that is supposed to come forth from his word. He said, multiply. He didn't say divide. He said, multiply. He said, increase. He said he will bless us 30, 60, 100 fold. He said he will double the things that he's spoken to us. He will multiply it. I tell you, people of God, we are in a realm of blessing. Don't go by what you see and what you feel. Don't let the five senses train your spirit man and train your thought life and your will and your emotion and your intellect. The Bible tells us we are to train our senses to know the difference between good and evil. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. You are already blessed. A blessing is something conferred upon you, something that is given to you. God has conferred a word over his children, and you are his child, born of the Spirit of God, washed in the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he has conferred upon you. He has given you something that is irrevocable. It cannot return to him. And he has given us the word to multiply, to be fruitful. How are we going to be fruitful? Whatever it is over in the book of John that God spoke, Jesus spoke, he said the Father is the gardener or the husbandman. He takes care of the garden. What is the garden? The garden is your heart, your spirit, the inner person, the inner being. He said he will weed out all of that. And he said, I'm divine. I'm connected to the gardener. And I'm divine, and nothing flows out of me but life. And you are the branches, and there should be something on the branches. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. He had put seed in the earth, the seed of the word that was spoken in Genesis, the seed of what God put in the earth. He said everything will produce after his kind. He didn't say that everything will have to be changed in a couple of years, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. No, he said everything produces after its kind. And what did he mean about that? Just what he said. If you plant the word of God in the garden of your heart, knowing that the blessing of the Lord has already been spoken over you by the Creator himself and told you, what is it that your hands find to do? He said, I will bless it. What is it that you are involved in? You don't have to worry and ask, will God bless this? Will God bless my home? Will God bless my body? Will God bless my food? Will God bless me in the position that I'm in? You don't have to ask that question. All the things you do is ask God how you want to bless me where I am. How you want the blessing. How do you want me to multiply? What is the strategy for where I am right now? Give me the layout, the blueprint from your heart, because you've already blessed us. I'm telling you, people of God, the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord is upon you. You're redeemed from the curse. Stop saying everything can go wrong, will go wrong. Stop saying I'm having a bad day. This may seem like a simple thing, but you must train your mouth to speak what God is saying. You know, people get upset about folks saying they blessed. But you know, when you are in the body of Christ, you're not bragging. You're not bragging. You're not being braggadocious. You're just saying, I'm blessed. I can multiply. It's been conferred upon me by the great government. The great government of heaven has conferred upon me personally and upon my family and everything concerning me. I don't care what it looks like. You know, sometimes we can be in such a predicament that it looks like we can't come out. But I'm telling you, God will speak a word, and that word is the blessing for you to activate in your life, and to activate it first by being persuaded by the Holy Ghost and thou being sure that this is a word from God for you, you activate that by what you say out of your mouth, what you accept from what you see and what you hear and what you see. You are blessed. The blessing of the Lord has been conferred upon you. You're redeemed from the curse. You've been bought back from every bloodline curse. I don't care what your bloodline is all about. Your DNA is already blessed. Don't let nobody tell you that your DNA is cursed. Your DNA is of God because he said it, because of the bloodline, because our bloodline was changed by Jesus Christ. You are blessed. Your genes are blessed. Your DNA is blessed. Everything you put your hands to do is blessed. Your body is blessed. You may be in pain, but your body is blessed. And I'm going to decree, because of the authority that we have in Jesus' name, that whatever it is that is causing you havoc, causing you torment, causing you pain, causing your mind to feel like you are overwhelmed, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I release you from it because you're blessed. In Jesus' name, the Messiah, the soon coming King. Listen to this, people of God. Oh my God, I'm so overexcited. I'll use that word because we have to know that whatever God says is true. The blessings give you authority over the curse and the devourer. John 10:10, he said it in his word, that I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Don't get tired of the scripture. Don't get tired of speaking the scripture. Don't get tired of seeing the scripture. Don't get tired of attending to the word, like it said over in Proverbs. It said, my son, attend, pay attention to my word. Just attend to my word. Watch over my word. Speak my word. Look at my word. Know that my word is my blessing over your life. That devourer has come to devour you, but because now you're gaining more knowledge, you're being empowered now even more so on the scriptures that you already know. Don't let those scriptures fall from your hearing today. The blessing gives you authority over the curse. Galatians 3:13, Christ. Don't be looking at the realm of the seen, but the Colossians tell us to put our minds on the things where Christ is. And we have other things to put our minds on, but he said, what is Christ saying? Not what the devil saying. What is Christ saying you can do? What is Christ saying in his word for you? Put your mind on those things. That's where the blessing is. It even tells us over Malachi 3:11, God has rebuked the devourer. God rebuked the devourer. You said it doesn't seem like it. Oh, come on, people of God. It doesn't even matter. You're training your senses. You're training your emotion. When you feel a negative emotion, say, no. I am applying the blessing of God, his word, to your emotion. I speak to your emotion. I speak to that oppression. In the name of Jesus, you are rebuked from me. I speak to my brain that's trying to figure out you. I speak to my nervous system. I speak to my body. I speak to my children's situation. I can give you a testimony. I was separated from my daughter, my God, and I get emotional for 12 years. Do you understand? She lived in the same city, and very seldom would I see her or hear from her. And it was so heartbreaking. Not that she was on drugs or anything like that. The devil just had blinded her mind. The devil had lied to her. Circumstances had lied to her. people she loved had lied to her. So she just stopped talking and communicating with the family and even with me, even during the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthdays. Oh, no, she wouldn't even communicate. But I tell you, because I believe the word of God and believe in prayer, praying the word of God, speaking what God says into the earth, my daughter got set free about a year ago, and God has turned her life around. She's back in the word. She has a great promotion on her job. I'm telling you, God has blessed her with new material blessing, because the word of God will never return unto him void. You are blessed, people of God. God anointed Jesus for the purpose of bringing deliverance from the curse. And you can find that in Luke 4:18. He said that he had come to set the captive free, set at liberty them that's been bruised. Open the prison doors. I don't care if you got people in prison. There are people that have repented. And yes, we know the system. But if you know that it's time for God to release them, I'll tell you, you can speak that the prison doors is open and they will walk out. I have family that I've spoken it over who was wrongly accused. And this is for somebody. They were wrongly accused, and they wouldn't even give them, wouldn't even allow them to come out, wouldn't give them a bail bond, wouldn't even let nobody support them. But I tell you, the word can go into the prison. God's word can go anywhere, and he set the captive free like he did Peter when Peter was falsely accused because of the word of God, and he was in prison. God sent an angel. Hallelujah. We live in a realm that has no flaws. We live for a God that is a righteous judge. Don't give up. Even if you have felt like giving up, and we all have, know that the word of God will come to you and deliver you. Luke 4:18, Jesus went about doing good over Matthew 9:35. See, this is what the word is all about. Jesus have brought us into that blessing. I don't care what anyone said to you. If you have Jesus Christ, he's fulfilled every curse, every blessing, every sickness. You know, I often tell my testimony and how I fought. The enemy was always trying to come and attack my brain. And when I say attack, I mean put a heaviness on it, not depression, but I couldn't think. A foggy mind. I don't care what nutritional situations that I would use, nutritional values from vitamins and drinking protein and drinking superfood, it would never go away. But I'm here to tell you today, because of the blood of Jesus and the blessing that cannot be return or cannot be destroyed and cannot be taken back. God will never hurry or shundle. God will never take his blessing back from you. I sit here by the grace of God, healed today because of the word of God. Jesus Christ has already delivered us. Jesus healed all who was oppressed of the devil. Are you oppressed? Is he trying to push you back? Is he trying to stop you from promotion? Is he trying to stop you from getting the new home you need, from providing for your family? What is the oppression of the enemy? Is he trying to oppress your thoughts? Is he trying to oppress your household? What is it? Is he trying to use sickness and tell you what is the will of God, that you will not be healed? I don't care if he could raise Lazarus from the dead. You step out on your faith and you believe God. No, we can't do it on our own. No, we cannot raise the dead on our own. No, we cannot heal on our own. But we can believe what Jesus, the Messiah, and the Father God has come into covenant on, that his word will never be broken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus healed all who were oppressed of the devil. You can go to Acts 10 and 38. Those who were oppressed by the devil, they were not oppressed by God, because God does not oppress us. Why? Because he's spoken the blessing. He said, be fruitful. Be fruitful. Your body be fruitful. Your lungs be fruitful. God created everything in our bodies to function. Don't say, I can't. Don't say, oh, I can't. I'm giving up. Don't do that. Get with people who truly believe the word of God. If someone is speaking negativity, trying to get you to fold and give up your faith because they look hopeless, don't give up. Somebody said, what if they go home to be with the Lord? Or what if I don't get that loan? Or what if I don't get that house? No, just keep that seed of the word working in you, because the seed will germinate. And whatever it is that you can conceptualize, like a woman allowing them a sperm to go into her womb, that baby being conceptualized. If you can conceive it, is what I want to say to you today. If you can conceive it, if you will say, I accept it, I believe it, and yes, but you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith for the blessing, because we live in a cursed world. What do you mean about that? The curse is in the system of the world. Everything changes. Everything in the earth realm is temporary. Everything is, our bodies and everything. But God said, because you live there, you are born again. You are living out of the kingdom, a different system than the word. People of God, I admonish you now to start practicing the blessing. Look at whatever you see in your life today and say, you're blessed. And even if they say, no, I'm not. Say, I curse that word, you're blessed. I curse every word to come out of your mouth. Oh, no, I can't. Say, you are blessed. Don't let them curse themselves, especially your children and people you have the authority to bless. And you have the authority to bless anybody around you, anybody you love. You can bless them. You can bless them with whatever their needs are. I want to say this to you. God's word gives account. God's word gives account of the blessing. It gives the account everywhere you read. You'll see that a spirit of infirmity is not of God. When Jesus walked in the blessing of God, because of the anointing upon him, God attacked an infirmity through Jesus' words. Over in Luke 13 and 11, the woman who had been attacked in her body for 18 years, what did Jesus do? Jesus said, woman, thou art loose. And he wants us to say the same thing over our lives, over the people we love. Woman, thou art loose. I tell you, you are blessed, and you can claim those blessings. You can claim the window of heaven being open. You can claim the blessing. You can make a declaration that you are empowered by God. Don't worry about what or how low you are in the eyes of people. You just keep speaking it. You got to speak it. You got to speak what's in your heart. You got to speak it. You got to praise God, not just praising him because you want something. Yeah, he already know that. Praise him because he wants you to have whatever it is that you believe in for. You got to let your man know that you are not going to give up. People, we are blessed. We are blessed. We receive the blessing by faith. We receive it by believing what God is saying. When you wake up in the morning or in the evening or during any period of time, you just open your mouth, not to people, not necessarily to anyone, but you open your mouth and speak what the blessing is over your life. I am blessed. You may be so far under pain, so far under oppression, so far being depressed, but you can open your mouth because the word of God is going to choke out oppression, going to choke out depression, going to choke out a lack. Oh my God, God's word is going to choke out every doubt and every belief that is not of God, because that's God is working with you and not against you. Don't forget Proverbs 10 and 22 out of the Amplified. The blessing of the Lord, the blessing, not the blessings with the S, the blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich. What you need to be rich in? I knew how I needed to be rich in standing in the mirror, speaking that word over myself when I felt like crying, speaking the word over myself when I couldn't think straight. I kept standing in the mirror. I kept writing it down over and over and over so that I could see it. I kept taking that word with me everywhere I would go so I can look at it. So when I stopped at the red light, I would just flip a page and look at it. I tell you, people, God's blessing will never fail you. He has blessed you. Hebrews 4, you can't get around Hebrews 4 and what it says. What does Hebrews 4 say? He said, there still remain a rest. What is that rest? That rest is the blessing of God that he spoke over the children of Israel. That rest is still the blessing of God, the blessing that he spoke that will never return. The rest is in what God said in the book of Hebrews. When he spoke it, he said on the seventh day. Now, I'm not talking about a particular day or a particular religion at this point. This is not what I'm talking about. The revelation that I have that I'm talking about is simply this. The blessing that God spoke that day in rest was the blessing that says, I will never take it back. I'm through with everything pertaining to man's life. That was the blessing. It wasn't just that he had finished everything for man, it says, everything for us. And God set in motion a system. He activated an atmosphere of his word, that anytime the angels hear it, anytime the devil hear it, anytime we plant that seed of the word in the atmosphere, in our heart, in our home, that devil has to know that the people of God have a blessing from God and have been pronounced and given, and it has been conferred upon them that it will never return unto them void. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord, hallelujah, make us rich, make you rich. Don't go talking about, what about these prosperity messages? Oh my God, don't get caught up in none of that. Go see what the word is saying, what it means to be rich. All a full supply. That's what it means. Do you have a full supply? Do your children have a full supply? Are your children in the school you want them to go to? You say, I can't afford it. No, you can't, but God can. I can remember so many blessings that I could not afford. I couldn't afford a car because my credit was so bad. But God said that I could ask whatever I will in his name, not in the name of my creditors, not in the name of the dealership. All of that is important. But when God speaks, his supernatural power overtakes the natural situation. But don't say it one day or 2 days or 10 days or five. Start training yourself to say it forever. And watch the power of God over your life. Start training yourself to empower yourself with the word of God. Right here, I want to say, if you don't have scriptures for what you are believing, then go into the word. If you don't have a vision of the blessing of the Lord, go into the word and see what God is saying about it. If you don't know how to speak blessing, sit down with your Bible, the whole Bible, and look up scriptures on just being blessed. Just being blessed. Just being blessed. And just speak them. Speak them. Speak. Your head is going to cry out so hard. It's going to say, oh, no, I don't want to hear that again. I don't want to hear that. I can't process that. That is not the image I got in my brain. You messing with me. I'm trying to give you all the doubt that you already done put in me. Now you're trying to dig up that seed, and I can't stand it. Yeah, that's how your mind would talk to you. Oh, but why are you on the bus stop? Why are you catching a train? Why are you in your car? Why are you flying to your next appointment? Whatever. Why are you in your classroom with your student? Oh, my God, just get that blessing that's been conferred upon you in your situation, and you continue to speak it. Hallelujah. My God is an awesome God. He cannot lie. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he has to repent. I'm telling you, there is nothing wrong with you. All you need to do is start speaking the word. The word is the blessing. Go back to Genesis 1:28. Go back to it. Go to Proverbs 22. Just go to it. Go to Galatians 3:14 and see your blessing. Go there. Go there and speak that word over yourself. For we were created by God to be fully supplied in every possible way. Go back and see what God has done for you. You have plenty of everything. But you have to believe what God said and what God wants to do for you. There is never lack with God. It's never anything you can't have. If you decree it and you declare it, that you have been empowered to prosper and to succeed in everything you do. This is Dr. Hope. I just want to stop and tell you that this is Dr. Hope. This is Empowerment Today. God wants you to be the top. He wants you to be the chief. He wants you to be the leader. He wants you to be the head. He wants you to be the captain. He don't want you to be the end. He don't want you to come up on the end in the rear. He don't want you to be that. He don't want you to be a little stump. He wants you to be the head. And not the tail. Hallelujah. He wants you to always be at the top. See, I'm speaking the blessing and not the curse. Never at the bottom. You said never at the bottom. Never at the bottom. That's the word of God. Go over in Deuteronomy and look at it around the 13th verse. He wants you to always go up and not down because God is on your side. If God be for you, who can be against you? The word of God cannot be recalled. Man can make mistakes, but God can never, never, ever, ever make mistakes. Let me tell you that the Lord will, and he has opened his good treasure to you. He has opened them. I'm exalting you today to stand on that word. Talk that word to God. Remind him of his word. I don't care how overwhelming it seems. He's opened his storehouse in heaven. You say, how I get it out? By believing him, speaking it, getting you an image of God. It's not a man that he should lie. Don't let nobody say to you that you can't have it. I tell you, people of God, we are so blessed. And this is the word of the Lord to us today, that the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty. Don't ever think lack. Always think love. Plenty of love. Plenty of blessings. Things from God. Don't let people tell you God don't want to give you things. He's blessed you so you can have things. He put everything in the earth that we need. We just have to ask him and be convinced that it's the will of God for you. God will throw open the doors. Look up in the sky. He will throw them open for you. This is Dr. Holt, Empowerment Today. And I want you to continue to listen every every month, every week for Empowerment Today. I'll see you next time. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.